ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולרנך בעזרת השם יתברך, פרשת בו. And as we all know, פרשת בו, the last three מכות, הקדוש ברוך הוא is bringing on the מצרים. And as the קדוש ברוך הוא promised בני ישראל, after I'm gonna bring the 10 מכות on פרעו, כשלחו, כלה, גרש, יגרש אותם מזה. All what Kadosh Baruch Hu promised was fulfilled 100%, and Parao he sent them out. But we see before Kadosh Baruch Hu brought Makat Bechorot, we see here in the Psukim that Kadosh Baruch Hu he tells Bnei Israel that they have to prepare Korban Pesach. Pasuk says, "Hodesh hazeh lachem rosh hodashim, rishon hu lachem lechodshei shana." Daberu al kol adat Israel lemor, on the 10th of the month they should prepare Korban Pesach. And on Erev Pesach, they should take that sheep, and they should shecht it, and they should take from the blood. The pasuk said, "Ve'lakehu min hadam ve'natenu ad sheteh mezuzot ve'alam mashkof." They should take from the blood of that korban Pesach, and they should put on the two doorposts of the door, and also on the mashkof on top. Why do you need this blood? Pasuk said, "Ve'haya hadam lachem leot al habatim asher atim sham." Because you're going to put that blood, and the blood shall be for you as a sign. And what's going to be? V'ra'iti et adam ufasahti alechem. I'm going to see that blood on the doorpost and on the mashkov, and I'm going to pass over that house, I'm going to skip that house. And Rashi says, V'lo yeh bachim negif lemashchit. What's the Torah emphasizing? V'lo yeh bachim negif. The magifa is not going to come on you. Rashi says, "Velo yeh bachim negif, aval hovehu b'mitzrim." The magkat bechoros gonna come on the mitzrim, obviously. But Rashi is saying, "No, something else." Hare shehaya mitzri bebeto shel Israel yachol yimalet. Talmud lomar, "Velo yeh bachim negif, aval hovehu b'mitzri shebebatechem." So, what happened if the mitzri is hiding in the house of Bnei Israel? Does that Masri is going to be saved from Makat Bechorot? So Rashi says, no, Belo yeh bachem negef. I'm not going to kill your firstborns. But if there's Masri firstborn, even if he's in your houses, I'm going to take care of him, I'm going to take him. Belo yeh bachem negef, but if Masri, I'm going to kill him. That's one example. And then the opposite example, Hare shehaya Yisrael bebeto shel Masri, shomea ani sheilkekim oto. תמוד לומר, ולא יהיה בכם נגף. So what happened in the opposite scenario? Israel is in the house of the Egyptian. At the time of Makat Bechorot, what is he doing by Egyptian's house? I have no clue. But even if the Jew is going to be by the Mitzri's house, does that mean that Jew is going to die? So תמוד לומר, ולא יהיה בכם נגף. Even if you are among the Mitzriim, in their houses, nothing is going to happen to you. That's what Rashi said. So if that's the case, now we have a problem about the Pasuk. Pasuk sounds from the Pasuk, V'haya haddam lachim le'ot ala batim asher atim sham. The sign of the blood should be a sign for you. And I'm going to see that blood, I'm going to skip over that house. Is the sign on the house? Rashi just told us, no, the sign is not in the house. Even if a Jewish family, they put the blood on the mashkov and the shetem mezuzot, but if there is Mitzri hiding in their house, it's going to get killed. So what is the sign, Chaura? Doesn't make sense. V'haya haddam lachem le'ot ala batim. The blood should be a sign for the houses. No, it's a sign for you, not for the houses. Pasuk says, "Belo yeh bachem negef." The magifa is not going to come on you, but there's nothing to do with the house. That's what Rashi is telling us here. Even if there is an Egyptian hiding in the Israel's house, he's going to die. So the sign is not on the house. So what the Pasuk is talking about? This we have to understand by the Hashem Itbarach. And we see also by the end of the parasha, the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "V'haya ki yabi'acha Adonai el eres ha-Kenani, k'ashim shba'a licha v'la'avoticha untanah lach, v'ha'abarta kol peter rechim l'Adonai. וכל פטר שגר בהמה אשר יהיה לך זכרים לאדוני." So all the firstborn, you have to do פדיון. פדיון הבן you have to do. Also פדיון הבן, פדיון פטר חמור. So whatever it is, you have to do the firstborn, you have to do פדיון for it. Why? Because the pasuk said clearly, because I killed all the firstborn of the Mitzrayim and I saved your firstborn. That's why all the firstborn should be mine. So if you have to have mitzvah to be poder the firstborn, that's what the pasuk here is telling us. And the pasuk continues, Vehayaki shalicha bincha mahar lemur mazot. And if your son in the future is gonna ask you, what is this for? What is what? So Vehishalicha mazot, what is he gonna ask you on what? So they have the Yonatan Ozeel, he said, Vihe Arum Yishel Yishel Yeshailinach Birach Mahar Lemar, Madda Mitzvata de Bukhriya. What is this mitzvah that the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to be Pode? The firstborn, what is this mitzvah for? So if your son is going to ask you, V'amarta elav, should answer him, B'chuzik yad hosiyanu Adonai Mitzrayim bet abadim. You should know, my dear son, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he took us with a strong hand, with a mighty hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And V'hiki k'sha Farao shalachinu, when Farao, he refused to let Ben Israel go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he killed all the Bechor Be'eres Mitzrayim, Bechor Adam ad Bechor Behema. And he saved us. Al kein ani zobeach l'shem, kol peter reham zecharim v'chol bechor banai avdei. That's why I have to be podei my firstborn. That's what the pasuk is saying. That's the pirush of the pasuk. If your son in the future is going to ask you, what is this mitzvah of pidyon haben? So you should tell him that the Kadosh Baruch Hu did miracle with us. That's it. The question is, why would the son ask you about mitzvah pidyon haben more than any other mitzvah? We didn't see that language. Why do you keep Shabbat? Why do you eat only kosher? We didn't see such a language. What the Torah is here saying, if your son's going to ask you about mitzvah of Bechor, Pidyon HaBen, what is this for? Why would the son ask you about it? And how should you answer him? You should know, my dear son, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and he made Makat Bechorot and he saved our Bechorot. That's why we have to do Pidyon HaBen. But this it's not the mitzvah. Why the Torah is emphasizing about the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen here? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved our firstborn, that's one of the 10 makot that the Mitzrayim they got. The Mitzrayim they got 10 makot, one after the other. And we have to remember Yesiat Mitzrayim every single day. The Pasuk said, Lema'an tizkor et yom tzitecha me'eres Mitzrayim kol yemei hayecha. And the Mishnah says, Masechet Berakot, Kol yemei hayecha, yemei hayecha hayamim, Kol yemei hayecha halelot, V'hachayim omrim, yemei hayecha ha'olam hazeh, Kol yemei hayecha le'abi limot ha'mashiach. So we learn from this pasuk, you have to remember Yesiat Mitzrayim day and night, every single day of your life. So obviously, when I'm going to remember Yesiat Mitzrayim, all the makot are included. So why makat bechorot, standing alone, standing on the side? You have to remember Makat Bechorot. What's so special about Makat Bechorot? So also you have to understand Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach. So we start Be'ezrat Hashem with the famous Sifre, that everyone knows that Sifre. Basically, that's the main part of the Haggadah Shel Pesach that we read. The Pasuk said in Parashat Kitabo, Ve'anita ve'amarta, Arami obed abi, וירד מצרימה ויגור שם תמיעד וישם לגוי גדול עשום ברב. And the Haggadah, the Sifre, basically it's all coming from the Sifre over there. It's the emphasizing and explaining every word of that pasuk, of the few psukim over there. Every word, we're explaining it. And that's basically the whole Haggadah is all about. And the pasuk says over there, ויוסיינו אדוני מצרים ביד חזקה ובזרוע נטויה ובמורה גדול ובאותות ובמופתים. And sure enough, the Sifre, that what we read in the Haggadah, Beyat Hazaka Zuhad Deber. This is Makat Deber. Beyat Hazaka, this is Makat Deber. Mighty hand, this is Makat Deber. Chaura, why the Torah is saying Beyat Hazaka, this is Makat Deber? Why the Torah is emphasizing Dafka on Makat Deber? Why is it special than all the other makot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought? And Pasuk continues, Beyad Hazaka, Bezrua Netuya, Mora Gadol, Ubootot, Ubmufitim. What's Ubootot? Ubootot, Zeh Mateh. Shneemar, Veyat Mateh, Zeh Tkach Biyadecha, Asher Ta'asebo Et Ha'otot. You're going to take the stick, Moshe Rabbeinu's stick, and you're going to do all the 10 makot. So all the 10 makot are already included. So why the Sifre is saying, Beyad Hazaka, Zuhad Deber. This is Makat Deber. So why the Torah is emphasizing about Makat Deber? This we have to understand, Be'ezrat Hashem. If we look at the Psukim, Moshe Rabbeinu before Makat Deber, when he came to warn פרעה, אבת מכת דבר, what does he tell him? ויאמר אדוני אל משה, בוא אל פרעה ודברת אליו, כה אמר אדוני אלוהי העברים, שלח את עמי ויעבדוני, and if you're not gonna send them, ועודך מחזיק בהם, הנה יד אדוני הויה במוקנך אשר בשדה, בסוסים, בחמורים, בגמלים, בבקר ובצון, דבר כבד מאוד. מכת דבר זגן הקם, very strong מכה. והפלא אדוני בין מקני ישראל ובין מקני מצרים, ולא ימות מכל לבני ישראל דבר. So since that משה רבנו, he told פרעו, that with this מכה of דבר, קדוש ברוך הוא is gonna differentiate between the behemot of בני ישראל and the behemot of the מצרים. And you're gonna see, the behemot of the מצרים, they're gonna die, the behemot of עם ישראל, they're not gonna die. That's why חכמים they say, if you pay attention, with all the makot that happened, we didn't see that Parao, he went to check out if that makat happened also among Am Israel or not, except here by Makat Deber. By Makat Deber, the Pasuk said, Beishlach Parao, Parao, he went to check out what's going on. Did this makat came to Am Israel, near his Goshen or not? Pasuk said, Beishlach Parao, Behene lo met m'mukne Israel ad ehad. None of Israel's behemoth died. ויכבד לפרעו ולא שלח את העם. And he saw this, and he strengthened his heart, and he didn't let them go. חאורה, this is the reason to soften his heart. He saw that whatever משה רבנו said, it was fulfilled 100%. משה רבנו told him, you're gonna see all the behemot of the Muslim, they're gonna die, and the behemot of Am Israel, none of them is gonna die. And פרעו, he sent, after the Makkah came, he sent to check out, that's exactly what happened. That's the reason, so Parao should let Ben Israel. Pasuk said, he saw this Parao, and beichbad le Parao. He strengthened his heart, he doesn't want to send them. And why Dafka here, Parao, he's sending to check out if the Makkah came to Am Israel. We didn't see that Parao, by Makkah Dam, he went to check, did Makkah Dam came to Am Israel? Did Makkah Arub came to Am Israel? Did any of the other Makkah? We didn't see that he sent to check out, except here. Why Dafka here? So simple Pirosh, as I said, because Moshe Rabbeinu told him before, you're going to see here, by Makat Deber, none of behemoth of Israel are going to die. So Parao, he saw this, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu told him, now he has to check him out. But until now, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell him that the Makat is not going to come to Am Israel, he didn't tell him such a thing until now. But now that Moshe Rabbeinu told him nothing's going to happen to Am Israel, he wanted to check it out. What are you going to tell me? He said, the Makat right before, Makat Arob, also the Pasuk said, also the Pasuk over there says, וְהִפְלֵיתִי בְיוֹם הָהוּא אֶת אֶרֶץ גּוֹשֶׁן אֲשֶׁר עַמִּי עֹמֵד עָלֵיהָ לְבִלְתִי הֵיֹת שָׁם עָרֹב לְמַעַן תִּדַּע כִּי אֲנִי אֲדוֹנָי בְקֵרֶב הָאָרֶץ וְשָׁמְתִי פֵדוּת בֵּין עַמִּי וּבֵין עַמֵּךָ. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, and obviously Moshe told Parao, that by Makat Arob, you're gonna see Arob, they're not gonna come to Eretz Goshen. So how come over there, Parao did not send messengers to see if Makat Arob it came to Am Israel? So simple understanding, you're gonna tell me what? But how could he send messengers over there? The Arob, they're gonna attack them, they're gonna kill them. So they're never gonna get there. So that's a simple understanding you could say. But still, he could have sent the Shaliach of Israel. I don't know. He could find a way how to find out. But how come he didn't send over there a Shaliach to see if the Makat Arob came to Am Israel or not? So over there he could answer, because what did Moshe Rabbeinu tell him? וְהִפְלֵיתִי בְיוֹם הָהוּא אֶת אֶרֶץ גּוֹשֶׁן. Over there I'm going to differentiate between Eretz Goshen and the other lands of Mitzrayim. That means this Makat Arob is not going to come to Eretz Goshen. So for this, Parao, he does not need to send messengers to see if Makat Arob came to Eretz Goshen or not. Why? Because even if he's going to see that Makat Arob did not come to Eretz Goshen, still does not mean that Moshe Rabbeinu, in Parao's eyes, doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying the truth. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is also a magician. And so how come Makat Arob came all over Mitzrayim except Goshen? So it was Mazal of Eretz Goshen didn't happen. And if you're going to tell me, what am I talking about? I said, no, we see exactly that's what happened. By Makat Kinim, the Pasuk says here, וְיֹאמְרוּ הַחַרְתוּמִים אֶל פַרְעֹה אֶצְבַע אֱלֹהִים הִיא. By Makat Kinim, אצבע אלוהים היא. What does mean אצבע אלוהים היא? That means the מחשבים of החשבירוש, החשבירוש, the Purim is coming, the מחשבים of פרעו, said, they told him אצבע אלוהים היא. Since that they weren't able to do the same, to bring כנים just like Moshe Rabbeinu. So they told him, this is for sure, it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then Farshim, they asked, said, what's going on? How come they were so sure, the Mchashvim of Parao, that if they weren't able to bring lies, to bring kinim, just like Moshe Naharon, that means Moshe Naharon, they're coming in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who said? Maybe Moshe Naharon, Chas V'Shalom, they're also Mchashvim just like them. But Moshe Naharon, they are bigger Mchashvim than Mchashvim of Parao. But the Mchashvim of Parao told him, if we cannot do it, no one else could do it. Why? Because they don't want Parao to kick them, to kick them out. If they're going to tell Parao, listen, maybe Moshe and Aaron, they're also Mechashvim. I don't know how they did it. They're probably better than us. And said, oh, they are better Mechashvim than you? Why do I need you then? And it's going to kiss them. That's why they told Parao, if we cannot do it, no one else could do it. So how come it happened? It's by Elohim. That's what the Mechashvim did say. But I saw the Rashbam here, he says, it's by Elohim, he makat medina. It's a mazal of the Medina that it came makat kinim. It had nothing to do with Moshe Naharon. Ve'lo al yedei him shel elu. Makat kinim did not come because of Moshe Naharon. She'ilu ba'u al yedei mechashvut. Af anachnu haynu osim ken. If they brought it makat kinim because of their kshafim, we would have also done the same thing. But since that we couldn't do it, they also cannot do it. So how come it happened? So the mazal of that town. So you also, you could say the same thing by Makat Arob. How come Makat Arob, Parao did not send to check if Makat Arob, it came, all the wild animals came to Eretz Goshen or not? So even if the wild animals did not come to Goshen, it still doesn't mean that Moshe and Aaron, they're coming in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe there are also Mechashvim. So how come all over Mitzrayim there was Arob except Eretz Goshen? It was the luck, the mazal of Eretz Goshen that Makat Arob didn't enter over there. That's why over there, Parao, he did not need to send messengers to see if that Makkah came. But by Makkah Deber, Moshe Rabbeinu told him specifically. He told him that Velo yamut mekol lebnei Israel dabar. Nothing's going to happen. Ve'efla Adonai ben mekne Israel u'ben mekne Mitzrayim. Velo yamut mekol lebnei Israel dabar. Nothing's going to die from bnei Israel. Now here, Parao, he has to check out. He has to see what's going on. That's why he sent messengers to Eretz Goshen, to see if any of the behemoth of Bnei Israel died. If any of the behemoth of Bnei Israel died, that means the Makkah did not come only on the Egyptians, it came also on the Am Israel. So it doesn't mean that's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why Parao here, he sent messengers to see what's going on. But as I said, we have to understand, since that Parao, he saw that none of the behemoth of Israel died, this is the reason why he should let Ben Israel go. But on the contrary, the Pasuk said, because he saw this, he strengthened his heart. That's also, you have to understand, Kaora, why did he strengthen his heart over here? Interesting, Ibn Ezra, he says, we see by Makat Dam, the first Makkah, the Pasuk said, after Moshe Rabbeinu, he turned all the water into blood, the Pasuk said, Yahperu chol Mitzrayim seyibot hayor maim lishtot, ki lo yachilu lishtot memimei hayor. So all of the Mitzrayim, they used to dig, to draw some water, because all the river, all the water, uba'itzim, uba'abanim, everything turned into blood. So they have to find wells, be'erot ma'im, to drink water. So they have an interesting here, Ibn Ezra said, v'yahpiruch ol Mitzrayim, he says here, Rabbim omerim ki ha'maim hayu b'yad ha'mitzri adumim kadam, v'yintlabbenu b'yad ha'israeli. Said many of our Hachaim, they say that the Makat Dam, it happened only by the Mitzrayim, but not by Am Israel. Basically what the Midrash Rabbah says here on the spot, said Ben Israel, they became rich because of Makat Dam. That's what he started Ibn Ezra, but Ibn Ezra, he doesn't like that Pirush. He said, Im ken, lama lo nechtab od ze b'Torah? If that's what the Midrash is saying, how come it's an open miracle? How come the Torah did not even mention it b'remez here? Why the Torah didn't mention it? So he said, he continues, ولفي دعتي, my opinion, كي مكات هدام بها صفردعين بها كنيم, the first three makot, هيتا كوليلة مصريين بها عبريين, كي حركة بن ردوف. What does mean? He said, the first three makot, since that we follow the Pesukim. Doesn't say anything in the Pasuk that the first three makot did not happen to Am Israel. Doesn't say anything. By Makat Arob, the fourth Makkah, במכת ערוב, that's the first time that הפסוק said, והפלטי ביום ההוא את ארץ גושן אשר עמי עומד עליה. Over there, הפסוק said that we're going to differentiate between עם ישראל, between ארץ גושן and ארץ מצרים. But until then, the first three מכות doesn't say anything. So we said מכת דם and מכת ספרדיע and מכת קנים, it happened equally. And ארץ גושן, ארץ מצרים, בית ישראל, בית המצרים, they're all the same. They all got מכת. The first three מכות, all of them they got. That's obviously against the Midrash. ואלה שלוש מעט הזיקו. רק מכת הערוב שהייתה קשה, השם מפריש בין המצרים ובין ישראל. And the first three makot, it happened also with Am Israel, but Am Israel did not suffer a lot from that makah. Only the Muslim they suffered. But the makah, the makah dam, turned the water turned into blood also in Erez Goshen. And the Sfardayim, they were also in Erez Goshen. And Kinim, they were also in Erez Goshen. But they did not harm Israel that much. That's what Ibn Ezra brings down here. וככה מכת הברד והדבר בעבור מקניהם, ולא כן בשכין, ולא כן בהרבה, כי הם יוצאים ממצרים. וכאשר חפרו המצריים, כן חפרו העברים. Here the pasuk said, all the Muslim, they dug to get some water from the ground, also Israel, they did the same thing. That's what he brings down over here. It's very strange, it goes against the Midrash. It sounds like from the first three Makot happened to Am Israel also. So it's very strange here. That's why I saw here Haggahot Abi Ezer. He doesn't like it. He said, cannot be that Ibn Ezra said such a thing. Until he decided at the end, he said, it must have been that Talmid To'ay. ולפי דעתי, Talmid To'ay ועני בדעת כתב את דברים האלה. So he said, cannot be that Ibn Ezra said such a thing. Why? Because how could you say that the first three Makot, it came also to Am Israel? I saw actually the Malbim. He brings down, said, Makat Dam and Makat Sefardaya, it happened also with Am Israel. But they did not suffer from it. And I saw also later on, I saw the Gaon al-Natsib, Na'amek Dabar, he also brings down, said the first three Makot did happen also in among Am Israel, but did not harm them. But from beginning, from Makat Arob did not come to Erez Goshen at all. Like the Pasuk said, ve'efleti b'yom ahu et Erez Goshen, asher ami omed aleha lebelti heot sham Arob. You're not going to find Arob in Erez Goshen. That's what Gaon al-Natsib, Amik Dabar, he wants to say. Said, and why is this like this? Because if in Erez Goshen they're going to see also Arob, they're going to be scared only from looking at Arob. They're going to see wild animals outside, they're going to be scared. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu over there, he saved them. He did not bring Makat Arob. But the first three Makot, it came also to Erez Goshen, but they did not suffer because of it. And he brings down also in Natsim. He says, from Makat Arob, we see that Am Israel and the Egyptians, they became friend with each other. Why? Because the Pasuk said, Veshaala Hashem Shechinta Umgarat Beita, Ki Lechesev Uchle Zahab Usmalot. So before they left Mitzrayim, they used to ask from the Mitzrayim to lend them kelechesev uchli zahab. So why would the Mitzray lend Am Israel kelechesev uchli zahab? So he said, because many Mitzrayim by Makat Arob, they ran away to Erez Goshen. Because they saw in Erez Goshen there's no Makat Arob. So they ran away to Erez Goshen to hide by Am Israel. And Am Israel, they let them enter their houses. From this, they became friendly with each other. That's why they gave them all the money after. That's what Nasibi wants to say. But this is the idea. But also, if you pay attention, by Makat Deber, the Pasuk says, when Moshe was telling Par'o, ויפלא אדוני בין מקני ישראל ובין מקני מצרים, ולא ימות מכל לבני ישראל דבר. None of the behemot of בני ישראל they're gonna die. Okay, that's no problem. וישלח פרעו, when פרעו, he went to check out what happened by מכת דבר. So he sent to check out, והנה לא מת ממקני ישראל עד אחד. It doesn't say לא מת ממקני בני ישראל. And he saw that none of the behemot of Israel died. It doesn't say behemot of בני ישראל. In the beginning it says, ולא ימות מכל בני ישראל דבר. Any of the behemot of בני ישראל, they're not going to die. It says בני in the beginning. At the end, it doesn't say בני. Why that change? Well, there should be a reason. Why in the beginning it said Bnei Israel, at the end it says Mekne Israel. He could have said the same thing. And on top also, V'lo yamut mekol le'Israel dabar. why in the beginning says Lebanon, at the end doesn't say Lebanon? When Parao is sent to check out, doesn't say Lebanon. This also needs explanation. We all know the famous Rashi. Rashi says in Parashat Pinchas, when the Torah is counting Bnei Israel, says Bnei Reuben, Hanoch Mishpachat HaHanochi, Lefalo Mishpachat HaPalloi. He said, if you pay attention, the Torah said, Lehanoch Mishpachat HaHanochi. Why HaHanochi? Why are you adding a hey in the beginning and yud at the end? Lehanoch Mishpachat Hanoch. Lefalo Mishpachat Pallo. Why not? HaHanochi, HaPalloi. Ha-hisroni. What is this for? Rashi says, "Lefi shehayu, famous Rashi, lefi shehayu ha-umot mebezin otam, ve-umrim, ma elu mityachasim al shibtehem." You think Bnei Israel, everyone, they're saying that we came from Reuben, we came from Shimon. They're thinking, they're dreaming. The Masrim used to say on Am Israel, that Am Israel, we're claiming that we came from, each one saying, I came from Reuben, I came from Issachar. You're dreaming. Why? סיבורים הם שלא שלטו מצריים באמותיהם אם בגופם היו מושלים קל וחומר בנשותיהם. So the מצריים, they used to say that they think that they came from שבט ראובן, they think they came from שבט יששכר, but they were עבדים, they were slaves by us in מצרים, and all their kids, they came from us. They think that their fathers is ראובן or שמעון or יששכר, but really their father is all מצריים. The Masriim, they used to force Benot Israel and do Abira with them, and that's how they had the kids. All their kids, they came from us, from the Egyptians. That's what Umut HaOlam used to say. That's why a pasuk here says, "Lefichach til HaKadosh Baruch Hu et shemu alehem. Hem tzad zeh veyud mtzad zeh, lomar, me'id ani alehem shehem b'nei abotehem." That's why Rashi says here, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu interfering here, and said, "I'm pouring my name on each of their families to say that all of them, they came from their own father, not from the Masriim, Hasb Shalom." That's what, "Lahanoch Mishpachat HaHanochi." Yud Ke, that Shema Kadosh Baruch Hu. I put a hey in the beginning and Yud at the end to teach us that all the Mishpachot of Bnei Israel, they're all Kulam Ahubim, Kulam Berurim, Kulam Giburim, Kulam Kedushim. They all came from Am Israel. None of them came from the Masriim. וזהו שמפורש על ידי דוד שבטיה העדות לישראל. השם הזה, יודקיה, השם, this name is a witness on Am Israel that all of them, they are kashirim. That's what the famous Rashi, everyone knows it. But the question still, here what the Pasuk is telling us, לחנוך משפחת החנוכי, לפלו משפחת הפלוי, קדוש ברוך הוא is witnessing on us that all of Am Israel, they were kashirim, the Masriim did not touch בנשות ישראל. Did not touch them, and all of them, they are kashirim, all of them mityahasim after their fathers, that they are from Am Israel 100%. But this proof is good only for us, for Am Israel, that we believe in the Torah, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is witnessing on us, that's what happened. But the goyim, they don't believe in the Torah. What's the proof for the goyim, if that's what they're saying? In Mut HaOlam, they're saying that all of our kids, Hasb Shalom, they came from the Masriim. So what the proof do we have to answer them that our kids are all kashirim? What proof do we have? What the Torah told us, that's a big re'aya for us, for Am Israel, that we believe in the Torah. But the Mut HaOlam, what do they care what says in the Torah? They're claiming that all Bnei Israel, they came from the Masriim. So what proof do we have for them? Mefarshim, they say, they have the biggest proof we have by Makat Deber. By Makat Deber, that's the biggest proof that everything, all Bnei Israel, they came from Israel themselves, not Hasb Shalom from the Mitzrayim. Why? For this, we have to start from the Brea Ramban. We have the Ramban Parashat Emor, Pasuk over there, when it says, Vayetzei ben isha Yisraelit, vihu ben ish Mitzri, v'innasu b'machane ben Yisraelit v'ish Yisraeli, when they had the fight, Vayetzei, and a guy, ben isha Yisraelit, he was the son of Israelit mother, והוא בן איש מצרי. But he came from where? He came from an Egyptian's father. You see, that's already one of the ראיות that אמות העולם חס ושלום they write. It says clearly in the Torah. He say, בן אישה ישראלית, והוא בן איש מצרי. That's exactly what the goyim are claiming. So Rashi says, tells us over there, he said, שבחן של ישראל הכתוב מדבר. פסוק סטניק אס לשבח הופעם ישראל, דת שאחת היא פרסימה הכתוב. לומר שהיא לבדה הייתה זונה. סברה שהיא סטניק אס, that only שלומית בדברי, she's the only one, that's what happened to her. But all the other kids of Am Israel, all the other wives of Am Israel, none of them stream touched them. That's what Rashi says here. They say this is the only case, that's what the Torah spoke about. And if according to Ummat HaOlam, they're saying that that's the norm, that's what happened, so why the Torah is emphasizing about Ben Ishai Israel to Ben Ish Misri? Why mentioning Shelomit Bat Dibri here? And Shelomit Bat Dibri to teach us that that's the only lady that's what she ended up having. But all the other ladies, they're all Kesherim, and all the kids, they're all 100% Kesherim from Zira Israel, Zira Birach Hashem. But we have here the Ramban, he brings down here, he said, Ben Hayisraelit Veish Hayisraeli, להורות, רמבן רייץ, כי העקום הבעל בת ישראל, הוולד אינו ישראלי, ואף על פי שפסקנו בגמרא, דעקום הבעל בת ישראל, הוולד כשר, בין מי פנויה, בין מי אשת איש, הרי אמרו שהם מזהמין את הוולד, שהוא פגום לכונה. Whatever, he says here, where he says, את ההלכה says, that if מצרי, חס ושלום, did עבירה with the Israelit, the son, we follow the mother. The mother is יהודיה, the son is also יהודי. The son has no connection whatsoever with his father. That's what the halakha. But he continues the Ramban. He said, "Be'tzorfatim omrim, rabotenu tzorfatim they say, ki ta'am hagirut, because it says also on Torat Kohanim, betoch ben Israel, come to teach us that he came to convert. What do you mean he came to convert? If you just told me that he's a Jew, why does he need to convert? So רבותינו צרפתים אומרים כי טעם הגירות פני שהיה קודם מתן תורה. The reason why the Torah Kohanim said that he came to convert, the son of that lady, he came to convert. What mean he came to convert? Because he said before Torah was given, we used to follow the father. Before Torah was given, we used to follow the father. So here, who's his father, this boy? The Masri. והוא בן איש מצרי, it says clearly in the pasuk. That means, if he came from מצרי, that means the son is also מצרי. That's why it said, בתוך בן ישראל מלמד שבא להתגייר. He came to convert because really, he's Egyptian. He's not יהודי. That's what רבותינו צרפתים, they want to say, that son, we follow the father. Before מתן תורה, we follow the father. Now the הלכה to follow the mother, that's after the Torah was given. But before the Torah was given, we follow the father. וזה היה משפטו ללכת אחר זכר. כמו שאמרו, באומו תלך אחר זכר. וכאשר נולד זה, and when this son was born, לא מלאו אותו. They did not do brit milah to him, why? כי מצרי היה בדינו, he was מצרי. There was no מצווה to do brit milah to him, מצרי. אבל כשגדל נתגייר לדעתו ונמול. After he grew up, he did brit milah on his own and he came to convert. That's what the pasuk said, בתוך בני ישראל. That's why he needs conversion. That's what he says here from Rabotenu Tzorfatim. Even though Ibn Ezra sounds Ramban, sounds like he doesn't like that Pirush, but that's what he quotes from Rabotenu Tzorfatim, that before Matan Torah, all the kids, they used to follow their father. So if that's the case, now let's start to think a little bit. If here the Torah is telling us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu promised all the behemoth by Makat Deber, all the behemoth of the Mitzrayim, they're going to die. And all the behemoth of Am Israel, they're going to stay alive. Nothing's going to happen to them. So now, imagine if Ummat HaOlam, they're claiming that they did Abirot with Neshot Israel. That means among Am Israel, there are many of them, Hasb Shalom, that they think that they are Jews because they came from their mother. But really, before Matan Torah, we follow the father. And since that the father is Mitzri, that's what Ummat HaOlam they're claiming. That means there is among Am Israel a lot of them that they think that they are Yehudim, but they are not Yehudim. And also the opposite is also true. If any of Am Israel, the men of Am Israel, Hasb Shalom, they did Abirot with the Mitzriyot, so all the kids of the Mitzriyot, they think that they are Mitzriyim, but really they are Jews. So it means a big problem over there that happened. According to what Ummat HaOlam they're saying. If what Ummat HaOlam is saying that we controlled the Am Israel, we controlled their wives, we controlled everything, that means it could have been very much that many of Am Israel, they think that they are Jews, but really, before Matan Torah, you follow the father. They're all Muslim. But here, when came Makat Deber, Pasuk said clearly, Vayamot kol mekne Mitzrayim. Umum mekne b'nei Israel lo met echad. Said all the behemot of the Mitzrayim, they died. And from the behemot of Am Israel, not even one behemah died. So from here, this is the biggest proof that what? That there's no hasb shalom intermarriages between Am Israel and the Mota Olam and the Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim hasb shalom. There's no intermarriage, because if there was, if the what Mota Olam they're claiming that they did do Abirot with the Nashim of Bnei Israel, that means many of the kids of Bnei Israel, they think that they are Israel. They grew with Am Israel, but really they are Egyptians. How come their behemoth, nothing happened to them? And vice versa, also true. How come many of the behemoth of the Mitzrayim did not die? How could it be? Maybe Am Israel, one of the men, he did Abira with the Mitzriya, with the Mitzrayit, and her son, he thinks that he's a Mitzri, but really he's a Jew. So how come his behemoth died? Pasuk said clearly, behemoth kol mekne Mitzrayim. All of them, all the behemoth of the Mitzrayim, they died, and none of the behemoth of Am Israel did die. So that's the biggest proof that there is no intermarriages at all whatsoever. That's the biggest proof that we have for a Mota Olam. For us, we don't need that. We don't need to get to that proof. We have the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu himself is Ma'id witnessing on us that Lahanuch Mishpachat Ha'Hanuchi, Nefalu Mishpachat Ha'Pelui, Shubtiyah Aidut LeYisrael. That's for us, we have we don't need that raya. But for Umot HaOlam, that's the biggest raya that we have. With this, I saw here Pardes Yosef. We asked before, he said, how can the beginning, V'lo yamut mekol libnei Israel dabar. In the beginning, it says libnei Israel. And when Parah is sent to check out, it says, V'hene lo met mekne Israel ad echad. Doesn't say mekne bnei Israel. Why the difference? So he says here, Upsefer Pardes Yosef in Parashat Vayera Ot Mem Vav, he says Upsefer Shemen Hamor Katab Al Pi Debrei HaRamban Parashat Emor that we just read, Veyisei Ben Ishay Israeli, Dekamelan Akum Ve'ebed Haba Al Bat Israel Valat Kasher, זה רק לאחר מתן תורה. But before מתן תורה, הדין כמו באמות, הלך, הוולד הולך אחר הזכר, ומצרי הוא שהרג משה עין בראשי. So that's what he said, what we read from Rabbotein Sefaratim from Debrei HaRamban. Well, fi ze, hamkalel haze, az b'Mitzrayim, b'ayet shehaya makat deber, what happened to that Mitzri, b'yitzei ben isha Israelit, v'hu ben ish Mitzri? That means, if before Matan Torah, that guy, he's Egyptian, he's not a Jew. So it means all his behemot are supposed to die. Did they really die his behemoth or no? Well, Ramban haya b'chlal ha-gezera shenigzara al Mitzrayim umetu behemotav. His behemoth, they died. Ve'lachen ketib m'mekne b'nei Israel lo met echad. The behemoth of b'nei Israel, none of them died. But m'mekne Israel, people who are living among Am Israel, they think that they are Israel, just like this guy, ben Israelit. This guy, his behemoth died. Even though he's living with Am Israel and he thinks that he's Israel, his behemoth also died. Why? Because before Matan Torah, we follow the father. Since that his father is Mitzri, that's why his behemoth also died. So that's why the Pasuk here is emphasizing. And Moshe Rabbeinu told them, "V'lo yamut mekol libnei Israel dabar." Any of Bnei Israel's behemoth, they're not going to die. But Par'o, when he sent, and v'hinei lo met mekne Israel ad echad. Said Adi Had, the Midrash says, Velo met Mukne Israel Adi Had, but one did die. So he says here, continues, Ach Parao Hashabo le Ben Israel. Parao, he thought that this guy, Ben Isha Israelit, Parao, he thought for sure he's growing, he's living with Am Israel, for sure he's in Israel. Aharkin Gadal Ben Israelim, Behaya Ben Shelumit Badibri. It was her son. Ukhshira'a Parao Shemetu Behemutav, when Parao saw that this guy, Ben Isha Israelit, Zbehemot, also died, Sabar, Shilont Kaimu Debrei Moshe, Lachen Ve'echbed Lebohu Ve'abadav. That's why he strengthened his heart. We said, Ve'ishlach Par'o Ve'hne Lomet M'mekne Israel Ad Echad, but one of them did die. Whose behemoth died? The behemoth of the son of Shelomit Ba'Debrei, because really, his halakha is considered like a Mitzri. So his behemoth died, So he saw Parao, he thought that his Am Israel is living with the Am Israel, for sure he's also a Jew. So he saw his behemoth died. He said, hello, you told me that none of the behemoth of Israel, they're going to die. So how come his behemoth died? That's why Ve'echbed l'bohu v'abadam. That's why he strengthened his heart. But really the Torah is telling us the truth, what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, V'lo yamot m'kol l'bnei Israel dabar. This guy is not b'nei Israel. He came after, he came to convert. But until then, by Makat Barad, he has the din of Misri, and his behemoth also died. Let's hear what the Mefarshim tell us. This Yosef, a beautiful Pirush, he says here. And this is the only guy that his behemoth they died, but all the other behemoth of Am Israel, none of them died. That's the only one that Parao, he got mixed up because he saw his behemoth died, so he thought the Makkah came also in Am Israel. But really, Pasuk said clearly, as I said, "V'lo yamot mekol lebnei Israel dabar," except then this guy, none of the behemoth of Am Israel died. So that's the proof that Shubteyah Adut Israel. Maybe we could also put a remez. Pasuk said, "Why Hakadosh Baruch Hu chose Ha Hanochi Ha Paloi Yudke?" Why? Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu brought 10 makot. Shem Yah, 10 makot Yudke. Yud is 10. Hashem brought 10 makot on the Mitzrayim. On the 5th makah is Makat Deber. That's why Shem Yah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he chose Yud Ke. From the 10 Makot, the 5th Makot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on Am Israel, you see what happened with this guy, that only his behemoth died. Why? To teach Umot HaOlam, this is the only exception that they had in Am Israel, that he came from an Egyptian father. But all the other kids of Am Israel in Mitzrayim, they were all Kedoshim, they all came Mityahasim after their father, after all the Shvatim, they're all Kedoshim, Kulam Tzadikim. I saw also Baal HaTorim, it says Baal HaTorim here in the beginning, by Makat Dam, Pasuk says, Ve'amarta elav, you should go to Parao, you should tell him, Adonai Elohei Abrim shelachani elicha lemur, shelachit ami ve'abduni b'medbar, Hashem sending to warn you, you should send my nation, let my nation go. והנה לא שמעת עד כה, he did not listen until now. כה אמר השם, that's what Hashem said, I'm gonna hit the Nile River with my stick, and all the water is gonna turn into blood. בעל התורים, he says here, והנה לא שמעת עד כה, כה אמר השם. It says two times the word כה. Why? Said, okay, he didn't listen until now, that's what Hashem said. But he said here two times the word ko. Baal HaTorim says, ko be'atbash zilitz. If you want to switch the ko khaf he, switch it be'atbash, it means switch the alef with the taf, the bet with the sheen. Instead of the he, you get tzadi. Instead of the khaf, you get lamed. That's litz. What's a gematria of litz? Litz is 120. It says two times, le'ne lo shamata ad ko, ko amar Hashem. It's two times. Let's. Two times. 120 plus 120. Said 240. Said 240. The Baal HaTorim says, that's the makot that the Mitzrayim they got in Mitzrayim. Why? Because according to there's Mahloket, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiba, Rabbi Yosei Galili. Then according to Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Yosei Galili said, by Mitzrayim lako 10 makot. ועל הים לקו 50 מכות. Why? Because by Mitzrayim said אצבע אלוהים היא, and they got 10 מכות. And by קריעת ים סוף, ויאר ישראל תיד הגדולה אשר עשה השם במצרים. יד, he have 5 fingers. So if with one finger he brought 10 מכות, with the yad, with the full hand, he have 50 מכות. That's what Rabbi Yosei Galili said. Rabbi Elazar said, no, במצרים they got 40 מכות. Why? Because each מכה, מנין שכל מכה ומכה שהביא הקדוש ברוך הוא על המצרים במצרים הייתה של 4 מכות. Each מכה was the double 4. Why? Because the פסוק ישר לחבם חרון אפו עברה וזעם וצרה משלחת מלאכי רעים. עברה אחת וזעם שתיים וצרה שלוש משלחת מלאכי רעים 4. אמור מעטה במצרים לקו 40 מכות ועל הים לקו 200 מכות. It comes along after Rabbi Akiba, he adds more. But that's we go with Rabbi Elazar. Baal HaTorim here is going with Rabbi Elazar. He says, "Bemitzrayim they got 40 makot, ve'alayam 200 makot." This is what it says. "Ve'nele lo shamata ad ko ko amar Hashem." Two times ko be'atbash gimatria 240. It's coming to teach us that's what happened. So why am I bringing this? Because this reminds me Pasuk says, but when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he first grew up and he went to see what's going on with his brothers, Pasuk said, "Veigdal Moshe veyitzei lehav veyar besiblotam." And he saw ish Mosri makei ish Abri meyahav veifen kovacho veyar ki en ish. He looked here and there. He didn't see no one, so he killed the Mosri. What does mean veifen kovacho? Rashi says, "Ra'a ma she'asalo b'bayit ve'ra'a ma she'asalo b'sadeh." That's why he killed him. Why? Because the Hakim said that this Mitzri, the Egyptian who was hearing the Jew, what the story with him, that Egyptian, he sent the Ish Abri, who was, Hakim said, who was the husband of Shelomit Bad-Dibri, he sent him to work, and the Mitzri, he came to do Abira with his wife. So Shelomit Bad-Dibri, she thought that it was her husband, and so she did the Abira with him, and after that, for some reason, her real husband, he realized that he needed something, he forgot something at home. He went back home. Who does he see in the house? You see, the Misri is doing the Abira with his own wife. So he saw this. The Egyptian guy, he was scared that he might tell about him, so he went after him and was spanking him. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw that what that Egyptian, he did what he did to his wife in the house, did Abira with the Jew's wife. And he saw Masha Asalo Basadeh was smacking him, so that's why he killed him. Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to kill the Mosri because only he was smacking him. He saw that he did Abira with his wife and all the story. That's why from there, the Pasuk said, Ve'yisei ben isha Yisraelit ve'hu ben ish Mosri. What I mean, ve'hu ben ish Mosri? That's the same guy. The same guy that he was smacking. Ve'yar ish Mosri make ish Abri me'ahav. It was the same ish Mosri that he did the Abira with Shelomit Bad-Dibri, and who came out of them? Ve'yisei ben isha Yisraelit. The guy that, Hasv Shalom, who cursed the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that also they ended up killing him as well. So here, but Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw this, that's why he killed him. That's what Rashi says here. But I saw in Farshim, they explain that really, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was looking to deeper meaning. Ve'yifen ko v'cho ve'yar ki en ish. What does it mean, ve'yifen ko v'cho? So if you pay attention to all the makot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on the Muslim, the 10 makot, without any exception, all of the makot that they came with the warning, with hatra'ah, because we know why Hakim, one of the reasons Hakim said they split the makot, ditzach adash be'aham. Why that sarab? Dam sefadi'a kinim, one set. The adash, arob deber shehin, another set, be'aham. Why dafka that sarab? So there are many answers to it. One of the answers, because say every two makot, they were with warning, with hatra'ah. The third makot, there was no hatra'ah. Dam sefardiyah with hatra'ah. Kinim without hatra'ah. That's why disach. Then adash, arob and deber with hatra'ah. Shehin without hatra'ah. That's why they married it in that sarab. That's what Hakim, one of the answers they give. So any of the makot that came with the warning, all of them, without any exception, pay attention to the Pasuk. Anytime Moshe used to come to Parao, he used to warn him, what do you tell him? Ko Amar Hashem. That's what Hashem said. Ko. He used to say, Ko Amar Hashem. Every Makkah that there is warning with it, Ko Amar Hashem. If you're not going to send them, I'm going to bring Makkah down. If you're not going to send them, I'm going to bring Makkah Sefer Da'im. Ko Amar Hashem. Said also, Arob and Deber, same thing. Ko Amar Hashem, I'm going to bring Arob. Ko Amar Hashem, I'm going to bring Deber. Every Makkah came with the word Ko. So Moshe Rabbeinu, ve'yifen ko v'cho, he foresees the future, Moshe Rabbeinu, and he saw that all the makot, ko amar Hashem, that they're going to come to Am Yisrael, Pasuk said clearly, ve'efla Hashem, ben mukne Yisrael, ben mukne Misraim. Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to separate the makot, they're going to come on the Misraim, and not on Am Yisrael. He looked at the cho, ve'yifen ko v'cho, and he saw that if he's not going to kill that Misri that he did the Abira with Shelomit Bad-Dibri, if he's not going to kill him, then Hasb Shalom, Am Yisrael, they might think, how come the son of Shelomit Bad-Dibri's behemoth died? We said, it's his behemoth, they died. How come his behemoth died? It was with Am Yisrael. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, I have to kill his father to teach Am Yisrael that really, He goes after his father. His father is a Mitzri. He goes, if Moshe Benu, he would not have killed him, what people are going to say? They're not going to know what happened. They're going to think that Shenui Bedebri got pregnant from her own husband, who's a Jew. So how come her son, his behemoth, died? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, I have to kill his father. Ve'ifen kovacho, ve'yarki enish. What does it mean, ve'yarki enish? He saw there's no ish from Am Yisrael that his behemoth died. So how come Shenui, the son of Shenui Bedebri, his behemoth died? That's why ve'yachta Mitzri b'yitmaneu b'chon. So if it wasn't, which Mitzri? He killed his father because he was his father. If he wouldn't have killed him, people, Am Yisrael, they might think, how come Makat Deber came also to Am Yisrael? That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said that I have to kill his father to teach them that his father, why did I kill his father? Because he did the Abira with Shelomi Bidat Debri, and that son is an Egyptian, is not a Jew. That's why his behemoth died. That's why he did the Pasuk. Be'ifen ko v'cho. He looked at all the makot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought, ko amar Hashem, ko amar Hashem, and he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is differentiating between Am Yisrael and the Mitzrayim. That's why he said, I have to kill him. To teach Am Yisrael that her son is a Mitzri. That's the reason that I killed him. Otherwise, why would I kill the Mitzri? I killed the Mitzri to teach him, to teach Am Yisrael that her son is a Mitzri. And that's why his behemoth died. So this is the idea that we said that Am Yisrael, they're all of them, they were Kishirim, except that son, that he came from the Mitzri, that's the only exception that, like Rashi said, Ahat hi persimah katub, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told us about Shelomit Bedebri, this is the only lady, that's what happened to her, but all the other Nashim of Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim, they're all Kedoshim, they all came from their fathers, that are Am Yisrael, they're all Tzaddikim, Israel. And the proof that we have is what? Is Makat Deber. Makat Deber met kol mekne Mitzrayim, and mekne ben Israel lo met echad. That's the proof that Am Yisrael, they're all kishirim. That's why the Pasuk is emphasizing. Ubiyat hazaka zu hadeber. Biyat hazaka, this is the Deber. Makat Deber, from here you see the yad hazaka of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He killed all the behemoth of the Mitzrayim. But the behemoth of Am Yisrael, none of them died. How come there were no intermarriages? No, there was no intermarriages. Am Yisrael, they were all kishirim. None of their behemoth died, except that one guy that we said, Ahat hi persimeo katu. That's what the Mefarshim said. So that Makat Deber, that's the biggest proof, also for Umot HaOlam, that Bnei Israel, El Mitzrayim, they were all kishirim, they all came from Am Yisrael, not from the Egyptians, Chas v'Shalom. That's one of the proof. And we saw the same thing happen by Makat Bechorot, also same thing. What happened by Makat Bechorot? Also, Rashi tells us, but by Makat Bechorot, the three different types of Bechorot died. So, Bechor for the father, and Bechor for the mother, and if the Mitzrayim, they hid their Bechor in the Israel's house, they thought to save him over there, but we said in the beginning of the Shi'or, that Velo Yeh Bachem Negev, could it be that if an Egyptian's hiding by Am Israel's house, he's not going to die? He said, no, he's also going to die. So they thought the Mitzrayim to save their firstborns by Am Yisrael's houses. So that firstborn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of him and killed him. But when Malach HaMashhit, he entered the house of the Mitzrayim, he was looking for the firstborn. Where's the firstborn? He's not around. So he said, I'm going to come back empty-handed. So who's next? So the firstborn's not here. Who's next? I'll take him. So that's why they got punished triple. They got punished more. If they would have left the Bechor in their own houses, he's the only one's going to die. Now they send him to Am Yisrael. He died because ולא יהיה בכם נגף אבל הווהו במצרים. And when Malach HaMashhid came to the Mitzrayim's house, he didn't see the firstborn, so he took the one after him. That's three types. Bechor for the father, Bechor for the mother, and if the Bechor wasn't around, this next online. So you see, Bechor of the father, Bechor of the mother, they also died. So how come here, if the Umot HaOlam, they're claiming that they controlled the Nashim of Bnei Israel, it means, according to them, there could be many of Am Israel that they think that they are Yehudim, but really they came from their father, because before Matan Torah, we follow the father. So how come, by Makat Bechorot, only the Mitzrayim died, Bnei Israel, none of them died? That's also a second proof, that what? That Am Israel, Kulam Ahubim, Kulam Kedoshim. They're all Kesherim. That's why the Pasuk said, V'haya haddam lachem le'ot al batim. The sign is going to be on the batim. What I mean? Not on you. We said the signs are on the batim. What's special about the batim? Because the Mefarshim, they explained, I said, Am Yisrael, we just explained that they are all Kedoshim. did not do any abirot with the Mitzrayim. So the Mefarshim, they ask, how could Ben Israel, even though they stayed in Mitzrayim for 210 years, Eretz Mitzrayim, Arvat Ha'aretz, the Pasuk calls it, and they stayed Kedoshim, they stayed Tehorim, how come they stayed Tehorim? What they do? What held them to stay Bekashrut? The Mefarshim, they say, that we have the Haramai brings us, Shiviti Adonai L'Negdi Tamid, Zek Lal Gadol, בתורה ומעלות הצדיקים. So when a person, he has to imagine there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching him, then that person is not going to do Abirot. Why? Because you see the famous story when before Rabban Yochanan Zakkai, the Gemara in Brachot, before he passed away, his students, they came to take Beracha from him, and he told Rabbeinu, Barichinu, give us a Beracha. So he told them, I wish that you should be scared from a Kadosh Baruch Hu same way you're scared from people around you. Told him, that's it? That's the barakah you're giving us? He told him, I wish you're going to have this barakah. Why? Because when the person, he wants to do abira, he looks around. Is anyone watching me? Don't you know that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching you? Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mistater Eish B'Mistarim V'Ani Lo Reinu Neum Hashem. The person is going to hide, anywhere is going to hide. The Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see him. Why are you embarrassed from people, not from Hashem? So if the person is going to think that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching over him, that's what Aramah brings down. This is the first step. If you know that, you believe, you understand, you feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching you, then you're not going to do any Abirot at all. That's what the Mishnah said in Perkei Avot, Da' ma li ma'ala mcha, Ayin ro'a ve'ozen shoma'at v'chol ma'aseicha b'sefer nechtabim. You have to, a person has to believe, to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching. Yoshev b'shamayim and he's watching what's going on. Person might say, what do you mean watching? He said, every place you have cameras. Ayin ro'a and ozen shoma'at. They have video cameras also. They record also the voice also. Who says that he hears what I'm saying? Who says that he sees what am I doing? It's very far. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made us these cameras. Said for us that he should believe that if a human being, they make cameras and they see you from all over the world. Of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he could do the same. That's why if the person is going to think like this, that Hashem is watching over him, he's not going to do an abira. You have to watch what's on top of you. That's what Hakim said. That's the anyan when they put the blood on top of the door. Said they put the blood on the two mezuzot, two doorposts, and on top, on the mashkof. What's the reason? So they put it on top of the mashkof to believe that, look on top, someone's watching over you. This is the house, someone watching over you. And same anyan by the mezuzah, by the two doorposts, also same anyan, that you have to watch, you have to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over you. We have here also the Rambam. He tells us here in Elchot Mezuzah, said Perek Vav Halakha Yud Gimal, even though over there it's talking about the actual mezuzah that we have, but the same idea, but the blood that they put in the two doorposts, same idea, says here the Rambam, Hayab Adam Leizahir B'Mezuzam Penishi Hobat HaKol Tamid. You have to be careful about mezuzah because every person has to put mezuzah. V'chozman Sheikanes V'Yetze Yifga B'Yehud Hashem Shemo Yitbarach Baruch Hu V'Yizkor Ahabato V'Yaor Mishenato V'Shgiyotav B'Hablei Hazman. Every time when you go in, you go out, you kiss the mezuzah and you have to believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching over you. Wherever you are, Hashem is watching you. וידע שאין דבר העומד לעולם ולעולמי עולמים, אלא ידיעת צור העולמים, ומיד הוא חוזר לדעתו והולך בדרכי משרים. So when the person is going to think like this, automatically, is going to do only the good thing, is not going to do anymore עבירו. So that's here what the Torah said, you have to take from the blood of Korban Pesach to put it on the two doorposts and on the mashkof on top also. Why? To teach you that every time you're walking in the house, you're coming out of the house, you have to believe, عَيْنْ رُؤَا دَعْمْ عَلِي مَعْلَمْ مَخَا. Hashem is watching over you. That's what the Pasuk, لَيَا دَمْ لَخِيمْ لِأُوتْ عَلَى بَتِيمْ. The signs for the house. We said, خَوْرَا, signs not for the house, because if there was an Egyptian in the Jewish house, he used to get killed also. So the signs not for the house. Signs for them, for Am Israel. But how come the Pasuk said, لَيَا دَمْ لَخِيمْ لِأُوتْ عَلَى بَتِيمْ. Sign for the house. What means sign for the house? So sign, you have to look at the signs that you put on the two doorposts and on the mashkof. That's going to bring you closer to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over you, obviously, you're not going to do any more Abirot. And that's also maybe we could be meramez. והיה הדם לכם לאות על הבתים. We said you have two makot that it's a proof that עם ישראל they're all כשרים, which is מכת דבר and מכת בכורות. So דרשי תיבות, דבר, מכת בכורות, דם. והיה הדם לכם לאות על הבתים. So the blood that you're going to put on the two doorposts and on the mashkof, that's going to be a proof for Am Israel that they are all tzaddikim, they're all kishirim. That's why the pasuk says, as we started in the beginning, it said, "Beyat hazaka zu hadeber." This is the proof that the deber, makat deber, this is the biggest proof that Am Israel, they're all kedoshim, they're all tehorim. None of them they did abirot with the Mitzriyim, except only that shelomit badebri. The pasuk said, "Ahati persima katu." That's what we learned until now. And her sons Behemoth, they died because before Matan Torah they used to follow the father. That's why his Behemoth died. But except in him, all of the Behemoth of Bnei Israel, they're all of them stayed alive. That's the biggest proof that Am Israel, they're all tzedekim. They all came from Zerah Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov. There's no mix into them from the Mitzriim, Hasu Shalom. They're all tzedekim, they're all kishirim. That's what we have here. And this is the mitzvah that we have to explain to our kids also, that that's what kept Am Israel and Mitzrayim, they kept them all tzaddikim. Why? Because they always used to see the blood on the doorpost, and that's going to bring them to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over them. And this is the mitzvah that we have to explain also to our kids, that the pasuk said, "V'hakish alicha bincha mahar limor mezot." Why do you have to do mitzvah b'dyon haben? For what? Why have to do mitzvot ben more than any other mitzvot? Your son's gonna ask you why? Because really, because of mitzvot b'dyon haben, that's a proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he killed only the Mitzriim and not Bnei Israel. And take a look, none of Bnei Israel died by makat bechorot. None of them died. This is a proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is witnessing on Am Israel that all kedoshim. So you should tell your son, "V'amrata lemencha, abadim ha'inu l'faro, and Hashem took us b'yad hazaka." What mean Hashem? He said, "Hashem took us b'yad hazaka." What's b'yad hazaka? He said, "B'yad hazaka zu hadeber." This is also the proof from makat bechorot and makat deber. We have a re'aya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watched over Am Israel. That's what you have to pass on to your kids. That v'aya adam lachem le'ot al batim. You have to watch. You have to think, you have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over you. This is going to help you not to do any abirot. Be'ezer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us that we should stay kedoshim, stay tehorim, and with this nizkei be'ezer Hashem kullanu, leviat Mashiach haskenu, mirah v'yamenu, amen v'yamen. Rabbi Hananam, Rakshu, Omer, Asakot, Baruch Hu, Zekot, Israel,